More information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
CINN stations in Ault salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Ault, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices. Worship and Warfare, Holy Places and In His Hands. Three praise and worship CDs now available through Voice of Many Waters Ministry. Call 1-800-205-6245 or check it out on the web, www.voiceofmanywaters.org. Each CD is $15 plus $3.50 shipping and handling. Call 1-800-205-6245 or www.voiceofmanywaters.org.
Well, understand here in the American Network that we have a special guest with us this morning. Before we get to Deborah, I want to comment. Yesterday was a frantic day. People calling, wanting iodine, either potassium iodate or iodorol, and basically we had to actually ration our supply because we don't have that much on hand, and it was soon gone, but if people wanted 10 bottles, we would simply give them one bottle and mail it as soon as it comes in. But on the other hand, I would tell people, do not take it. You do not need it. We are not going to get any significant radiation from the Japanese accident, tragedy over here, unless something changes and changes dramatically. But everything I've seen, it makes me believe that this is simply a media spectacle, and of course some people have it is designed to frighten people to death. Now, should you have potassium iodate or iodorol on hand? Yes, because we could very well have a nuclear attack in America. What is the advantage of what's happened? Hopefully it will let you realize that when we do have a major incident here in America, you're going to go to the store and there's not going to be any food. You're going to try to get iodine. You're not going to be able to buy it. You're going to try to get a Berkey water filter. You're not going to be able to get them. You're going to try to get health products. Nothing will be available. Total panic. And this is what we saw yesterday. And basically, for those people who know what is coming down the line, you need to lay in a supply of food. I can tell you that the ready reserve food that we carry, the price is going up 20% next month. We know the government is collecting large amounts of freeze-dried food in preparation for a major catastrophic event. And whether it's real or feigned doesn't matter. It'll create chaos in this country. Make your preparations. Make them now, calmly, and certainly do it in an orderly fashion. And there are things that you should do, things that you should be laying in, and I'm going to do a program on that maybe next week. Just go down a list, and we'll want you to have a pencil and paper ready, and just start writing down the things that you need to think about, and you need to think about now. Don't wait like so many people did, and calling frantically yesterday trying to get iodine they don't need for a non-existent crisis. This is not a crisis. There's no reason to start taking potassium iodate. This is all hype. Well, then, with that as the background, there are any real problems that we have, and with this is money, is Deborah Tavares, who probably 6 months ago had very little idea what was going on. She and her husband managed property and living the American dream, doing very well. And suddenly she finds out about smart meter. She finds out about Agenda 21. She finds out about the chemtrails and the fact that they're spraying us and that there is basically dramatically increasing the amount of aluminum in the water, in our food. And this is a deadly poison, you must understand. And one of the major causes of Alzheimer's disease, why we have an explosion of Alzheimer's disease and dementia and Parkinson's disease, is because of the chemtrails or contrails, or call it what you will, doesn't really matter. They have a number of various means of getting the aluminum in the atmosphere and the geoengineering that's taking place in the name of, well, we want to produce a canopy up over the earth so that we can reflect the sun's rays and prevent global warming, because what they do is increase more global warming. We've entered a cooling spell. We're entering maybe perhaps even a new ice age. Well, maybe the global warming under those circumstances they're going to create will be a good idea, but not what they're doing, the use of aluminum and barium, because it's toxic. It's toxic to you, to your children, to your mind, to your body, and they know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. This is a top-secret operation. Why is it top-secret if it's for our health? It's not for our health. It's justified for our health, but it's not. Cindy, what's happening up where you are, Deborah? They've increased the spraying that they're doing. Deborah Traveras, are you there?
Good morning, Dr. Stan. Are you able to hear me?
Okay, you go ahead. Speak up.
Good morning. Yes, we were talking about the upper atmospheric geoengineering that I recently discovered in mid-February of this year when I thought I was witnessing an aerial tit-tat-toe game up above Sonoma County here in Northern California. And it was on a Friday, and I saw jets up in the air for about 4 to 6 hours, and I thought it was just an aerial event. And a number of us were observing it, and we noticed that there were long, ribbony clouds expanding in width and from horizon to horizon. And when we noticed the jets had gone, this very thin vellum expanded and covered the entire blue skies that had shone so bright and beautiful that morning. And later on, I just didn't pay much more attention to it, but I noticed a number of people were having itchy eyes, and I had lived in Southern California for a number of years and was familiar with what smog lung felt like, and you know, I just didn't feel great. It was over the next few days that other people were starting to suggest that they were having similar feelings and symptoms, including the sore throat that I was having, this kind of dry sore throat, not a sick kind of a sore throat, just an itchy, shallow sore throat. And the following week, I called the airport tower here at our local little airport to ask them what was it that I had witnessed up in the air that previous Friday. And they told me, because I told them there were at least a half a dozen jets up in the sky for multiple hours, and they told me that they didn't see them. And I said, you must be kidding, because now I'm more concerned than I was when I initiated the call, and I need to talk to a supervisor or someone that can tell me who those jets were.
Hold the thought for just a moment here, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Eleven years ago, when my uncle started the Patriot Trading Group, gas was 75 cents a gallon, we were running an alleged budget surplus, and the total national debt was $5 trillion, and the government was forecasting the debt would be eliminated by 2010. And I thought my uncle was a wacko with tinfoil on his head. Well, I owned tech stock, certain to become a millionaire before the millennium rolled over. Since then, the debt has doubled, jobs are heading overseas, and 100,000 people have joined Eric with tinfoil on their heads. I'm Joe Jaquin, Vice president for the Patriot Trading Group, and as gold and silver have doubled and even tripled during the first 11 years, the issues facing this country over the next 11 years look far worse. Call the Patriot Trading Group at 800-951-0592. We offer all forms of gold, silver, platinum, and palladium, shipped and delivered at the most competitive prices in the country. Call us, 800-951-0592, or check out our website at allamericangold.com. And remember, you don't need to have tinfoil to own gold and silver.
We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
Well, I stand here at the American Freedom Network. I guess it's money. Deborah Tavares. Basically, if you haven't seen the great DVD put up by our friend Ed Griffin, what in the world are they spraying? What in the world are you spraying? We carry it. We think it's very well done. It goes into geoengineering, and they go to a conference where they have a number of scientists. They're talking about how they got to geoengineer the atmosphere. Now, they don't say that they're doing it, but they're talking about it and how they're going to do the spraying. And somebody asked them, well, what about the aluminum and the barium? Aren't those toxic? Well, we're going to look into that. Well, ladies and gentlemen, when they were doing the spraying here very heavily, why, a young man actually brought me a paper bag full of the debris, some branches from a tree, with a semi-gelatinous material that had come down from the sky. And you actually touch it, you feel it, it just sort of collapses, just has very little substance to it, but it is real, it's not imaginary. And they're spraying this various means that they're getting it into the atmosphere. Certainly there's aluminum and certain of the material that's sprayed into the cylinders of the jet engine. It's aluminum soap products. And it keeps things from getting stuck and helps to the fueling process. And then there are separate planes that work for the CIA, Evergreen Airlines. And these are the planes that go back and forth. A plane goes from point A to point B, a commercial plane. And they will leave a contrail, and many times those will expand, and that's the product of the jet fuel. The military planes will go from point A halfway to point B and turn around and go back again to point A. Commercial planes don't do that, and you'll see them leaving their so-called contrails, but these are, if they are certainly Evergreen CIA planes, why, of course, they are the ones doing the spraying, and then they're, of course, putting the products up with their scented rockets, and they actually have canisters full of aluminum and other products they're dispersing up there to geoengineer the atmosphere. Now, the English are much more forthright than our own agencies. They've had all sorts of conferences back in Washington, D.C., on geoengineering. You pull them down off the internet. We actually have some of them. They don't admit that they're doing it. Oh, we're thinking about doing it. The English readily admit that they've already done it. And, of course, there are reports, and you can get them at California Skywatch from Roslyn Peterson. California Skywatch, Roslyn Peterson's website, where, of course, that the Navy admits to having done this, created this canopy all over the East Coast. Roslyn's done a great job, and Sandy, she will be a speaker at our October conference, October the 23rd, and we hope that you're going to be able to be there. We always have a contingent from Colorado. This is not imaginary. It's real. Watch the sky. Watch and we used to have a beautiful blue sky. We don't anymore. It's sort of hazy all the time, and even when the sky is blue, why there's a haze to it. The intense blue is gone because the materials they're putting in, Chris, we can measure the soil. The level of aluminum has gone up considerably. You can measure the bark on the trees dying in Northern California. The level of aluminum has gone up considerably. You can measure the water, and you can measure the snowpack in California. And the level of aluminum is rising. And aluminum that gets into the soil, it gets into the roots of the plants, gets into your food. They know what they're doing. But you see, there are people who want to destroy the population of the world. All you need to do is go to the Georgia Guidestones and read the inscription. Read what Sam Keen, Dr. Sam Keen, said of the 1995 State of the World Forum, or listen to the tapes where he talks about killing off 90% of the population. Eric Pianka, a professor at the University of Dr. Eric Pianka, professor at the University of Texas, and his speech in 2006 talking about the necessity of killing off 90% of the world population. If you'd like a copy of the UNESCO Courier, November 1991, where Jacques Cousteau, that great humanitarian, pales Adolf Hitler into insignificance. As he says, we must eliminate 350,000 people a day. And aluminum is simply not the only means. It's just one of the many means that they're using, so much that they put into our food. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Do you ever remember when we had Katrina, and they had all the displaced black people, and they put them into trailers, but they reeked of formaldehyde? Why would you have trailers to help people that reek of formaldehyde? Because it breaks down into methanol, the deadly poison. They know what they're doing, especially for blacks. They've targeted the blacks in our country. But that's another subject. Deborah, you go ahead and pick up the story.
Yes. I became more concerned as I was not getting any answers to seeing all of this jet activity up in the sky, and particularly when our local airport said they did not see those jets. Upon further examination and phone calls, I called San Francisco because I was told that there was an agency there that knew all the planes that were in the sky at any given time. And finally reaching them, I was told that likely the call was being monitored, and I thought, fine. And I was told that they were just ice crystals and jet contrails, and I said, no, this was something very, very different. And so I was told to Google contrails, that Google was my friend. And that was said to me at least a half a dozen times during the conversation.
Google is your friend. Go ahead.
Google is your friend. And I felt a little sideswiped by that because, of course, these days I'm not feeling that Google is my friend. But having said that, it was on February 17th when I was talking to this organization about the planes in the sky. And before we hung up, the most unusual thing was said. It said, "Happy belated Valentine's Day, by the way." It was a few days later that my husband actually thought, gosh, we were maybe getting some signals. Sure enough, we Googled belated Valentine's Day, and a NASA satellite came up, and that was a clue. We had already, prior to making those phone calls, though, contacted CaliforniaSkyWatch.com and looked on that website.
Basically, what was this NASA site about?
Well, it was belated Valentine's Day, and it was a NASA satellite came up, a conversation about what NASA was doing with a current launching of a satellite, that some pictures were taken from the satellite. It was just a way in which to turn our attention towards inquiring about NASA.
And NASA is involved with the geoengineering. In fact, when these rockets go up, they have canisters there, and they disperse them, and this puts up a part of this canopy. That's what it was all about.
Yes, and we have seen...
rocket fuel contains large amounts of aluminum, and then they specifically have canisters that they put out. Marston has all of this documented from NASA on her website. They are actively geoengineering our atmosphere. There's not one person in 1,000 who doesn't listen to our programs or hasn't listened to Rosalind who has any idea what's going on unless they've seen the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? We have it. It's available from Radio Liberty. Go right ahead, Deborah.
Yes, and so after getting some odd information and some concerning information as we kept making phone calls, we were encouraged to call the FAA, which we did. They told us that would have to be a phone call made to Homeland Security. We called Homeland Security. They said, nope, that's an FAA question. And more concern continued to escalate because nobody was admitting what these jets were doing. We called our local air quality management department, asked them what kind of spikes or what is odd in the air, because at this point we noticed increasing cloud cover. The jets would be overhead all night long. We'd wake up in the morning and there would be patches of where they had not yet flown over, and we could see that it would have otherwise been a beautiful blue sky and a beautiful sunny day. But we would only have moments of seeing through the little areas they hadn't flown over before the cloud cover, the man-made clouds, spread out and covered it. It was just amazing to watch the fake skies that we became very familiar with every single day. It has been increasing. We have noticed last Friday, the skies were frightening, and there were just so many man-made clouds and the jets flying in all different directions. It is amped up, and the concern about that is why. And I just found recently a resolution that was Resolution 31/72 of the United Nations General Assembly, dated on December 10th of 76, and it is on Rosalind Peterson's website. This is entitled Convention on the Prohibition of Military or Any Other Hostile Use of Environmental Modification Techniques. This is back in 76.
And they basically signed a treaty at that time that they would not use weather modification in warfare. In other words, you would not use that. You would not, if you had a war, you wouldn't try to modify the weather. We know that they used weather modification even back during the Vietnam War to create monsoons over the Ho Chi Minh Trail. They had the ability in the 1960s to modify the weather. Because today they have the ability to modify the weather to create storms and droughts and even earthquakes. But that's another subject for another day. We've got a great DVD by Bob Fletcher on weather modification. We've got books on weather modification. You can even go up on the Internet, and if you want to modify the weather there in Colorado, you can hire various companies to bring either rain or snow. They have the ability to do it. They have the ability. If you need snow for your snowpack for skiing, they can do it. Just go up and just type in weather modification or weather modification company. This is not imaginary. It's really very real. Then why doesn't anybody talk about it? Because you're not supposed to know, ladies and gentlemen. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, even our local utility company up here in Northern California, which is PG&E, is modifying the snowpack in the Sierras. They boast about an increase of 5 to 10% snowpack. And this is just shocking to know that they are in this type of unsupervised. There's no governmental oversight. There's no environmental impact studies, and there's certainly no consent that they are adding toxics to the water supply. On Mount Shasta here in Northern California, the toxic levels of water in the streams, they advise hikers not to drink out of the streams. The soil is getting very toxic. We have a huge reduction in our agricultural growth, a large die-off of many varieties of trees, which is just unimaginable when you see all of the die-off of trees up here in Northern California. We also learned that the man-made clouds that are over us almost every single day, well, I shouldn't say almost, as of late, every single day, that they are creating man-made warming by trapping the warmth in the atmosphere and in increasing man-made warming. And that is why the trees are becoming so toxic, because they're not, number one, getting the sunlight that they need. The bugs that would normally die off in the evening without this cloud cover suppressing the warmth or allowing the warmth to rise, the insects are devouring the trees, and the sunlight is increasing our deficiency of vitamin D. Rickets has increased in children. The more and more we've started to look into this, the more and more we realize there's something afoot here that is very, very wrong. And there isn't any agency that we have contacted that is answering our questions directly.
We'll be back in a moment with Everett Tavares, and we'll take another as soon as we get back.
Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley, salute our troops. Whether you're for the war or against, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comforts of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message is from Cintas, the uniformed people in Greeley. Call 970-352-2233. That's 970-352-2233.
This is Danny Golden inviting you to join me and Ron Douglas, organizer of Denver Self-Reliance Expo on April 8th and 9th. Attend hourly presentations and workshops like protecting your family during economic downturns, first aid, food competitions, and more. With over 100 exhibitors, there's something for everyone. Be a well-equipped, self-reliant household. Receive a $2 discount on admission by purchasing your tickets online at selfrelianceexpo.com. That's selfrelianceexpo.com. Show up at the door for your tickets and tell them KHNC sent you.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots, biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom, good Sabbath. We're talking today with Tom Phillips, founder of The Green Herb. Tom, what makes The Green Herb different?
First is our health analysis. I know of no other company that will take the time necessary to suggest an in-depth herbal program especially for you. And we do it at no charge or obligation. Also, we manufacture all of our products right in the Wheat Ridge facilities. This way we can assure you that you're getting the highest quality products available. Last is our guarantee. If you don't think our products are the finest, most potent herbal products available, just return the bottle and we'll exchange it or refund your purchase price. We can do the analysis at The Green Herb, over the phone, or online at www.thegreenherb.com. Call today and set an appointment for your free health profile at 888-765-HERB. That's 888-765-4372. Or come by our store on the north side of I-70 Frontage Road, 1 mile west of Kipling.
The people of the United States, in order to form a more perfect union, establish justice, ensure domestic tranquility, provide for the common defense, promote the general welfare, and secure the blessings of liberty to ourselves and our posterity, do ordain and establish this Constitution for the United States of America.
Dan here at the American Freedom Network, and of course our guest this morning is Deborah Tavares, and we've been talking about chemtrails and contrails. And if you haven't seen the DVD, what in the world are they spraying? We have it. It's very important. We also have a couple of four-tape sets on chemtrails. We recommend that as well. But if you're going to get one thing, get the DVD. What in the world are they spraying? Well, then, of course, let's get onto another subject. And that, of course, would be already, of course, the subject of what is really happening today in our society. And basically, of course, one of the things that we're... do you know about the smart meters? How about smart appliances? What about the smart grid? What's a smart grid? Well, there really are people who believe that you should be controlled from the cradle to the grave, and they're much smarter than you are. They want to determine how warm your home will be. They want to determine how cold your home will be, certainly when it's very hot. They want to be able to control your air conditioner. They want to determine when you wash your clothes, how cold your refrigerator will be. They want to regulate every aspect of your life. But how could you possibly do that? Well, first of all, you would have smart appliances. They're already under construction. They have chips in them. And those smart appliances then will respond to the commands that come from the smart meters relayed to the smart grid. Why don't you pick up this incredible story, Deborah? Because the average individual says, well, how could they, what are you talking about? Well, it's all part of a plan. It's part of Agenda 21, the plan of the elite. But, of course, this is actually up on the various websites. If you want to hear an amazing interview, let me suggest our interviews are archived. We have did one from 9 to 10 last night. You'll find it at RadioLiberty.com. It was an interview with Pat Wood on technocracy and on the smart grid. And I have to admit, I was very impressed. I learned a lot from talking to Pat, who's a good friend and done a lot of work on this subject. But when you begin getting into the smart grid and smart appliances and smart meters, why, you begin to understand what they have planned for you. And remember, it's all planned. Right now, you have a number. You have a number. They know exactly who you are. They have their video cameras installed all across the country. In fact, if you have a PC computer, a new PC, it's got a camera in it and a microphone. Isn't that nice? Now you can talk to your friends if you have the right hookup, and you can see them and they can see you. And now we have the iPods or iPads, and they got cameras on them. In fact, they got them on both sides, so you can lay them down, and they can still, see what's in the room, because there's a camera on both sides. Why would you put a camera on both sides? Well, because they have the software now, so that even when they're turned off, they can still watch and listen to what you're doing. And they do it by computers, so there's not enough people around. But, of course, they read your emails, they read your faxes, they listen to your phone calls. It's all done by computers, and then they keep it permanently. And that's Project Echelon, Echelon. Don't take my word for it. Check it out on the Internet. Fortunately, we have the Internet. We've never had it before. They can check on everything you do through the Internet, but at least you can check the facts. Go there and find out. So Deborah has been on the front lines of this battle as far as the going into the background of what is taking place from this point as well, and getting into the smart meters. But I would just simply point out that they have their InfraGuard. That is a spy program. Your next-door neighbor may be a member. Go to the Internet, look up InfraGuard, InfraGard. That's how the massive program of spying on the American people and recruiting people, after all, to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who wants to take away our freedom. That's why we have to have spies on every block, like they had in East Germany under the Stasi, and then they have their fusion centers. They collected dossiers on all American citizens. But, of course, it's to protect us from the wicked Osama bin Laden, who wants to take away our freedom. Everything is in place, ladies and gentlemen. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. Deborah, pick up the story.
Yes. I've been involved with the smart meters almost a year now, and it initially came to my attention because a number of tenants on various properties were concerned about the increased levels of radiation that this new technology was going to present. And when I learned by going to the several utility companies that serviced our properties that there was no environmental impact study, in fact, it had been waived, I became very, very concerned and started to look into that. There are a number of groups that were already working on reducing EMFs, electromagnetic fields, on other types of technology. We linked forces. We've been working together ever since. And my website is called refusesmartmeters.com. That offers a video called The Dark Side of Smart Meters. People can get on this site and take a look and get a good overhead view of how these smart meters will affect them and their neighborhood. The most important thing that everybody can do that is listening right now is to prevent the smart meter on your home. This is both for gas and electricity. You can put tape or buy stickers on our website saying, do not install smart meter. We here in California, many people are already starting, however, to build cages around their meters. So I leave that up to people on how aggressive the installations are occurring in your community. If you don't think they're happening in your community, simply call your utility company, your electric provider and gas provider, and ask them when they are coming in with them. It is not a question of them avoiding rural properties that are far out in the boonies. They are intending to install and replace every single current analog meter in the United States and actually elsewhere as well.
They're doing this throughout the world, ladies and gentlemen. Don't think this is just America. This is part of a worldwide program, part of Agenda 21, where everyone in the world will be numbered and regulated. They've already started issuing RFID identification cards to all of the 1.2 billion people in India. Everybody will be numbered. Everyone. Go ahead, Deborah.
Yes, the smart meters, initially, I found that not only were the side effects from the radiation a major concern, but as if that were not a major concern, your health, we knew that utility costs would significantly increase, which they have. We also found out that there would be a requirement to change out all of our appliances. In 2012, there are large corporations already manufacturing and poised to present those.
Hold that thought. We'll be back in a moment with Deborah DeBerry.
Big City Burrito in Windsor urges listeners, please support the hospitals in your area. Roll up your sleeve and donate blood. Keep in mind, the average shelf life of blood is only 42 days. There must be a steady flow of donations to meet the continuing needs of accident victims, surgery patients, and members of our armed forces. Give the gift of life. Give blood. This message from Big City Burrito, 1550 Main Street in Windsor. Call 674-5144. They're on the air because they care. Now is the time to reserve your Passover tickets and join us for an awesome evening Monday, April the 18th at the Ramada Plaza, I-25 and 120th Avenue, as we celebrate the death, burial, and resurrection of Messiah Yeshua Jesus. Tickets are $30 for adults, $20 for 10 to 12-year-olds, $15 for 6 to 9-year-olds, and 5 and under are free. Deadline is Friday, April the 8th, no exceptions. Call 1-800-205-6245 for reservations or mail your check to Beth Messiah Congregation, care of Sharon, P.O. Box 1750, Johnstown, Colorado, 80534. See you at Passover. If catastrophe struck, would your family be prepared? Are you confident you wouldn't react in a panic? Is there one place to get all of your emergency supplies? Ferris Survival encourages you to have confidence through preparation, not panic through crisis. Harris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business providing quality, realistic preparedness supplies at an affordable price. Go online, stop by, or call 303-781-0343. Harris Survival.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late. For more information and to order, call Dennett Daniels at 1-800-205-6245. Heart Technology, it's natural, it's effective, it's inexpensive, and it's guaranteed. 1-800-205-6245.
Well, Dr. Stan, Deborah, before we get back to smart meters, I want you to get your websites out so people will know how to get your information.
Yes, refusesmartmeters.com, and there are links to various other sites as well. Our site has the video, The Dark Side of Smart Meters, that I encourage everyone to watch. There are two public notices on that site. If you do not yet have a smart meter and don't want one, you can download the pamphlet and information that we have on how to submit that information, as well as if you already have a smart meter, then you can submit a small claims court action in your local jurisdiction. Also, we want people to notice and on there that your privacy will be invaded if you allow these on your homes. There will be remote power shutdowns of your appliances once you have the appliances installed. Not only are we talking about replacing large appliances, they are going to require change out of outlets so that all of our small appliances will need to be changed out as well. The uninsurable liability consequences with multifamily property owners is unimaginable because there is no insurance for people who get sick. And we're already hearing thousands and thousands of people, 3 to 5% of the population is getting immediately sick. We call them sensitives with the increased radiation and EMF in the environment. I also want to speak to the reality that there is huge breaches of possibility with hacking this entire grid system. And the utility companies are already positioned to spend millions and millions and millions in research on how to prevent this. They're doing all of this as they are installing on us. Again, there are no studies. People are already getting sick. We have thousands and thousands of studies that prove that people are getting sick and show that they will be getting sick. Dozens and dozens and dozens of doctors testifying at various meetings here in Northern California. European studies. We have a lot of local agencies that are supporting the slowdown and moratoriums against smart meters. Over 30 cities and counties in Northern California. We had a significant victory last week with our California Public Utility Commission, where they have now required that our local utility provider, which is PG&E, come up with within 2 weeks. Now we've got a week left. They've got to come up with an opt-out plan for people who do not want a smart meter because of concerns of health. This is a major, major victory. So we're very eager to find out what this is going to look like. Of course, the utility company is going to be providing that. And we're rolling forward with continuing to oppose deployment of these smart meters on our homes. So I encourage everybody, go to the website, refusesmartmeter.com, look at that video, print off a flyer, tell your friends. You want as many people on your block to prevent the deployment of these meters. When you look at the video, you will see that the circumference around your homes and the effect of a smart meter on your neighbors is enormous. So you definitely want to keep this off of your home. The more people in your areas that you can keep this meter off, the greater likelihood it is that you can prevent this, just as we're now finding that has become an availability and opportunity here for us in California. We have thousands and thousands of people absolutely refusing deployment. People
and basically, there is a massive plan. It's called Agenda 21. Everything is to be controlled. And they go step by step by step. They know what they're going to do. They're going to transform our society. They're going to limit your access to water. You limit your access to the electricity. They're going to limit, try to get you out of your car. They know exactly what they're going to do, lower your living standards. And suddenly, everything's going fine for them. And then there's an opposition to this smart meter plan. The average individual has no idea about smart meters. Anybody who talks against it, they ridicule you. Oh, you think you're worried about the radiation from the smart meter? Why, you get more radiation from your cell phone. Ha, ha, ha. Well, let me tell you, ladies and gentlemen, you do get more radiation from your cell phone. Cell phones are dangerous. They produce brain cancer. You go up on the Internet and look up all the information there on the danger of cell phones. But at least you're not using the cell phone all the time. You can control your use of it, limit it. But you can't do that with the smart meters. They know exactly what they're doing. And suddenly, with everything going from them, they control the media, they control most of the legislative bodies. Why suddenly the head of the PUC, Public Utilities Commission in California, said, hey, people shouldn't have to have the smart meters. They should have the right to say no. This is a tremendous victory for our side and shows that the people can have an effect if they care. And Deborah Chris is leading the movement here in Northern California, doing a great job. So we've got things going for us, and suddenly they're facing opposition. These wicked and evil people who up until recently have had no organized opposition, and now it's there, and it's having some impact. Go ahead, Deborah.
What we have found to be in a very, very effective word getting out is go to our website, refusesmartmeter.com. We have printed, made yard signs available on that site, and that's what we've been buying by the hundreds, and finding folks that want them on their front lawns. We have banners that we've put in some vineyards in various locations here in Northern California, alerting people to the smart meters. And they're seeing the opposition to that, and they're aware of it. Otherwise, they were not hearing about the smart meters. It's been a very, very stealth and deceptive deployment. And the word deployment is what the utility companies use when they install these. They say we're going to be deploying in a given area at a certain time. So it's very, very important if you get a letter from your utility company saying that they're going to be upgrading your electric and gas meters. They are talking about smart meters. They may not even use the word smart meters. We're finding that there's a variety of communications now that are really limiting the verbiage on what they're going to give you when you're gone to work. So many people that leave for work in the morning come back with a hanger on their front door saying you may have to reset up all your clocks because you've now got a new smart meter, giving you the opportunity to look at your online usage hour to hour, almost in real time. They can't provide it in real time, but almost.
Oh, we'll be back. Well, we're out of time, Deborah. Thank you so much for being with us. God bless. You're having a tremendous impact. Bye-bye.
We hold these truths to be self-evident, that all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, that among these are life, liberty, and the pursuit of happiness, that to secure these rights, governments are instituted among men, deriving their just power from the consent of the governed. This is the America News Network.
Sick of playing the guessing game with your vitamins? Tired of paying hundreds or even thousands of dollars for supplements that may or may not work? If you're a professional athlete or just looking for nutritional peace of mind, look no more because you've found Bio Superfood, the next generation in supplementation. 100% natural Bio Superfood packs all your essential proteins, vitamins, minerals, antioxidants, enzymes, and many of nature's special forces you need for optimum health. Call BioAge at 877-288-9116, 877-288-9116.
The Beth Messiah Congregation invites you to come and experience a Messianic Roots biblically-based congregational fellowship as we observe God's Shabbat in Messiah Yeshua. Praise and worship services begin at 10:30 a.m., followed by an Oneg Shabbat meal, Midrash, and fellowship. Beth Messiah Congregation is located at 8333 Acoma Way in North Denver. You can find out more information by calling 1-800-205-6245. Everyone's welcome, so join us this Shabbat. And Shabbat Shalom. Good Sabbath.
An emergency preparedness plan for your home, car, school, and office is a must. Knowing how to store water safely, survive extreme temperature changes, provide reliable shelter, first aid, and sanitation is critical. Knowing where to get the best lights, radios, and other supplies is easy. Ferris Survival, located at 3366 South Broadway, is a professional, reputable, full-service business.
Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to the Power Hour Radio Show. It is 15 March 2011.
The DVD, What in the World Are They Spraying? We do have two 4-tape sets on chemtrails. We have an excellent video on weather modification. You just have to ask for Bob Fletcher's DVD on weather modification. You need to get this information. You're not going to get it because the media is controlled by about six major corporations, all of which tie into the Council on Foreign Relations. And we're talking about AOL, we're talking about Time Warner, we're talking about Bertelsmann, we're talking about Viacom, we're talking about Disney, we're talking about Fox, we're talking about GE, and the company they sent, they're selling NBC to, and that, of course, is Comcast. They all tie in to the Brotherhood of Darkness. And if you don't know what the Brotherhood of Darkness is, you need to get my book, The Brotherhood of Darkness. And, Sydney, you need to get my talks on the Forbidden Secret and my talk on the Dark Secret. There's syllabuses with both of them that will introduce you to the other dimension, the spiritual dimension that's there. You don't want to get into that dimension or try to personally contact that, because the Bible Holy Scriptures tells us to avoid that. Avoid it like the plague. But we're involved in a spiritual battle. And many of the people on the other side are knowingly involved with the other dimension and with the spiritual hierarchy and the Great White Brotherhood. And others are simply, their minds are under control. And if you doubt that, why, of course, we have a pamphlet put out by the other side, by the people who worship Lucifer. It's called The Work of the Spiritual Hierarchy. The Work of the Spiritual Hierarchy, and if you would like get anything from us, and you could ask for that, we'll be glad to send you free of charge, or it's included in, as I recall, the syllabus on the Dark Secret. The Dark Secret. So you need to get the information. You need to understand what we're up against. And then join us in this great battle that is being waged today for the souls of men and the survival of Christian civilization. Because believe me, we're going to lose this country unless there's a great revival. And it will tell you we're beginning to change a little of the thrust of my ministry. Go to our website, RadioLiberty.com. RadioLiberty.com. Scroll down on the front page to the point where it says The Story of Jesus. A wonderful website. In fact, I just got an email this morning from the man that put it up, telling me that he'll be with us tomorrow morning, CJ. And CJ Lovick, who pays out of his own pocket for the website. And basically, he told me that we did a program a few days ago on one of our other networks, and somebody had called in and wanted to know how to be saved, and this person came to accept the Lord. And that's what it's all about. We have another website on my front page. How do you know you're saved? Because we are involved in the spiritual war. We can teach you all about the politics. We can teach you all about the finances. I can tell you that you're going to lose financially most of what you have before this is over. Most people are going to be totally wiped out by the planned destruction of the value of our currency. They know what they're doing. They just don't want you to know. And if you were in dollar-denominated assets, you're going to see the inflation coming very soon. Our telephone number, 1-800-544-8927. 1-800-544-8927. Our webpage, RadioLiberty.com. Until tomorrow, and for you.
CINN stations in Alt salutes our troops. Whether you're for the war or against it, they're still there. These men and women deserve more than our support. They deserve the comfort of home. Send a military care package today. Just type military care package into a search engine, point and click. Let's show our troops we care. This message from CINN stations in Alt, wishing Godspeed to our fighting men and women and thanking them for their triumphs and their sacrifices.
If cholesterol, high blood pressure, angina, atherosclerotic plaque, or stroke are a concern for you or your loved one, or you want to strengthen your heart, increase stamina, and promote overall cardiovascular health, then join the Heart Technology team. Heart Technology, Linus Pauling's recommended vitamin C therapies, is the answer to your concern. Don't wait until it's too late for